Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123, the radio show. I'm Dave Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi, and this is Lori from Michigan.
Okay, how's everybody doing? I hope everybody's fine. And as you all know, Roe versus Wade and this piece by Judge Alito is saying that they will overturn Roe versus Wade, a decision in 1973 to make abortions legal in America. Call us and tell us what you think. The number to call is 515-605-9802. And on the phone, we'll have the Angry Soccer Mom. She has a vlog spot on YouTube. It's a great vlog spot. It's about racism and things happening in America and everything. So welcome, Kimberly, the Angry Soccer Mom, to our show. And
welcome,
both
Kimberly.
Of you. Mm-hmm. What do you think about this whole Roe versus Wade decision that may come down soon?
Well, I have a lot of thoughts. Lots to say about that. Yeah. Can you hear me okay? Again, a little feedback.
Oh, yes, I can. So I would talk a mom first and then Lori.
Okay, should I start giving my spiel? All right, sweet. Well, the bottom line is this has really nothing to do with the sanctity of life. I think that we all know that. It's a nice idea, but the GOP and the far, far right that we're dealing with, they don't really care about the sanctity of life. If you look at their record, they show it in every way, shape, and form. And so I just think people need to see this for what it really is. It's a way to control women's bodies so that white women who normally their rate of abortion is higher per se than black and other women. And as it turns out, by stopping them from, Jane Elliott is, theorized this as many others have, but by stopping them from being able to, not have children, they're going to try to fend off having our country turn more brown than white. And it always comes back to systemic racism. And our country is absolutely obsessed. We have a sick love affair with racism. So that's kind of my take on it. That's really sad. And women are, and black women of all people, and brown women, and poor people of every shade will be the people who will suffer. And it's going to be very ugly. But that's in my opinion in a nutshell. It's really sad. This nation could be amazing, but no. No,
what do you think, Lori? What's your thought?
Oh, when I first heard it, I was very angry. I was upset. I feel that no man has the right to tell me or tell any other woman what they can or can't do with their bodies. I find that to be appalling, first of all. We know that the white evangelicals only make up about 14% of the country. We know that more than 75% of the country supports Roe versus Wade. So this anti-abortion narrative is basically what Kimberly said. It is very racist in some ways, and it's going to affect the poor. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And those that cannot get the proper services will suffer because of it. It's wrong in every way, shape, and form. And they are trying to pull a fast one over women, take us back over 50 years plus, and we're not going to let it happen. Absolutely will not let it happen. That's my opinion on it.
My opinion on it, thank you, Lori. My opinion on it is that if you don't have a uterus, you shouldn't have no say in it. And Republicans, God forbid that they, you know, take control of U.S. Congress, both Senate and House, the amount of bad that they'll do in terms of abortion, in terms of gun rights, even though in Florida right now we're having DeSantis saying that, you know, every citizen will have a gun. You don't need any background check, any license to carry firearms. It'll be the Wild West again. You know, so
well,
these Republican red states.
Yeah, well, we know the state. Yeah. We know that. So.
And he's a front runner for the Republican nomination for 2024.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
absolutely.
That's scary right there. You know?
Yes.
So
well,
this don't mobilize,
you know,
and it, go ahead.
Go ahead. No,
yeah,
okay.
If this don't mobilize, if this don't mobilize voters, what the hell will, for real? So we have our first caller online. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. Go ahead, welcome.
Hi, my name's Khalil.
Hi.
Hello, Khalil. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm calling from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that annoys me, can I bring up the gun rights thing?
Oh, sure.
One of the things that annoys me is these people will call you a hypocrite fast for something that's not even real, like shooting a gun in the movie with blanks or, you know, wanting to be having people who are armed guards who have the training to have guns around them. They'll call you a hypocrite for that, or, you know, like the Fast and Furious thing, which they didn't really care about. But then as soon as you call them out on not wanting the officers to have equal amounts of firepower that they have, all of a sudden we're liberals, we don't get it. Or either they deflect attention whenever there's talk about officers outgunned. It's like, make up your mind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be trying to call other people's hypocrisy and you can't see your own. And basically I called Steven Crowder out for that too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know if you noticed that, but I've noticed that, and it kind of makes me kind of mad.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that I've noticed that, but if you say.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
Stephen Crowder did the same thing. He would say it's not hypocrisy to not want gun control but want abortion bans, but yet he's doing the same thing. He'll call someone a hypocrite for not wanting wanting gun control but not wanting bans on Muslims. It's like, make up your mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I understand the Rose McDonald thing, but I don't understand this stuff with the fake hypocrisy, but then when the real hypocrisy comes, you either deflect attention or you want to say it's a straw man.
Yeah, that's the typical Republican play. You know, the I don't know how to explain it. They, you know, somebody help me out. When something is on topic and everything, they try to change the subject and turns around to make Democrats look bad, you know. And for the life of me, I can't understand why a woman or a minority would vote Republican, because it's against their economic interests. The Republican
yeah.
Party is not a Republican Party of, like, Ike, or even, you know, Gerald Ford. It's been radicalized by the religious right, and it's disgusting,
yeah.
And it's tearing this country apart.
Yeah.
What
I
do
mean,
you think about Kyle? What do you think about Fox News?
Huh?
What do you think about Fox News?
I don't like them either. They do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst people that are on there, the worst people I find that are on there are Tucker Carlson and Jesse Lee Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I give you a lot of credit for even turning it on. I can't do it. My blood pressure shoots up within, I would say, 2 minutes, and I have to just turn it off. It makes
mm-hmm.
me so angry because they lie constantly.
Yeah, it's like
mm-hmm.
I told off Alex Jones for being two-faced about the gun violence. He'll say you're exploiting the deaths of these people, but then he did the Fast and the Furious thing just to prove a point, and he denies every single shooting unless it's a black person. mm-hmm. you know, unless it's a black person doing it in the wrong way. You know, he wants mm-hmm. to say it's not real until it benefits him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Can I ask you a question? What do you uh-huh. think about the Roe versus Wade? What do you think about that? What is your take on it?
It's not a person until they have feelings and things, and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a person. It's about the person's right to choose. Not only a person's right to choose. That's not the only thing that needs to be addressed, but it was also about whether you can take care of the baby or not, whether you're able to take care of the baby.
Correct.
If you're not able to, you shouldn't be mm-hmm. forced to have it. And that's with any age group. That's with any ability. You know, if you can't take care of it, like let's say a juvenile's raped, I wouldn't say mm-hmm. just because she's a juvenile, she shouldn't have an abortion. She should tell her parents, but I feel that if that's the case, parents should be able to take care of the baby, or someone should be able to, you know, the child shouldn't be able to force to get an abortion. I mean, forced to have
mm-hmm.
it. If they're raped and they can't take care of it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're
absolutely
right.
Absolutely right. I agree with you. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a picture right here of the, you know, the state trooper in Connecticut that was holding the rifle at, I'm not sure if she was at court or at a state rally thing. I don't know if you saw her. She had short hair and
no.
She was holding the Bushmaster.
No.
You have a picture, like, I have this picture at home, and I'm just, it says blank the NRA, basically, and I'm going to
mm-hmm.
put another message to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hmm.
And people want to mm-hmm. make the NRA the victims, and they can't even make up their minds either. You know, like, I don't mind people who have opposed gun control, but when you oppose it, when it helps people, but you support it when it hurts people, that's when I don't have respect for you. You know, don't oppose something
mm-hmm.
that helps people, but support something that hurts people.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah,
you have to have
responsible gun control, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't want things like officers to have the automatic weapons, and you don't want certain religions to have weapons, then you might as well support common sense gun control. I mean, that's how I feel. I mean, you got to make up your mind. These Republicans
mm-hmm.
have to make up their mind. These right-wingers, I should say. Right-wing Republicans
mm-hmm.
have to make up their mind. They can't
mm-hmm.
just be supporting
mm-hmm.
things that hurt people, but being for things, me supporting things that hurt people, but being against things that help people, you know? That's
mm-hmm.
just a mess
mm-hmm.
of priority.
Yes. All right, Kyle, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kyle. It was nice
welcome.
Talking
to you.
You
too. I'm still listening to the radio show.
Okay.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you.
Well,
thank you.
Welcome.
That was Kyle from West Virginia. Yes.
Yes. I have a question for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this anti-abortion narrative by Republicans
mm-hmm.
is going to bite
mm-hmm.
them in the midterms? Can it backfire on them? Or will it backfire on them in the midterms? Do they realize that?
Yeah, with a whopping over 70% of people who are for Roe versus Wade as a law,
mm-hmm.
even Republicans in red states are for the law, you know, it may come back and haunt them. But then again, people have short memories, as saying, go, a week is a lifetime in politics, you know, so
yeah.
we have to keep bringing that message and message that what we plan to do as Democrats once elected.
Well, this is going to take time, though, to go through.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to take, I mean, they weren't even supposed to, well, this was leaked, as we know, and
mm-hmm.
the decision wasn't going to even be till summertime. So I think just the amount of time that this is going to take, and with the protesting, I don't think people are going to forget this. This is something that we cannot
mm-hmm.
forget.
No. Kimberly, what do you think? Is it going to come back and bite them in the ass?
I think, I'm not sure, to be honest. I won't speak decisively about something that I'm not sure about. I know on one hand, the leak did bring out, well, one concept is that having a leak like this gives people time to get exhausted and to be worn out and to kind of be numbed to it. On the other hand, it also gives people who didn't really pay attention a reality check that this is going to happen.
I think it's more of a reality check, Kim.
Yeah, I think state to state. I mean, for example, New York and states like New York, like where I live, there's no way in hell it's going to do anything. We're just going to get a lot of business, basically. The South is going to be just a shit show. Women who are going to die if they, you know, continue to carry a fetus, that's going to happen. Young children who are being raped or molested, or anyone being raped, is going to be denied and being forced to carry the rapist child. And in some of these states that are in the South, unfortunately, after the rapist serves his time, he can get custody as well. Shared custody. And I mean, there's so much complications. If you have a tubal pregnancy, which is non-viable, it can kill the mother,
right,
and the child cannot live. You can't transplant it.
Absolutely.
Unbeknownst to many, many doctors who seem to think you can, but you can't, not letting her have an abortion is sick. It's cruel. It's
very
a death sentence. And then the other thing is, there are women who end up, sadly, their child, something happens in utero, and the child passes away in utero. And
yes,
those moms will be forced to carry their child and birth their
child.
And
not only that is unsafe. That's unsafe as well.
Absolutely.
To the mother.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Causes infection, and she could die from that.
Absolutely. The emotional and the physiological part of it. I think people are under this strange impression that most people who have abortions just want to use it as birth control to get rid of their kid. And I don't know the stats on it, but I do know that telling somebody that you're not in charge of your own body is abhorrent and absolutely ludicrous, and just it's appalling.
Yes.
It's just not going to happen.
Sure,
people will not put up with this shit. It's like, are you kidding me? So anyway, that's kind of what I think. Thanks for asking.
I agree.
I think so.
I was just
going to
talk. I was just going to talk a little bit about the justices that were. The five justices that are very conservative, very, very conservative, more than we probably knew, that were appointed. George W. Bush nominated Justice Alito in 2005 to replace Sandra Day O'Connor. He was confirmed by a 58-42 vote in early 2006. He is now considered one of the most conservative judges, but his voting record doesn't always join with most conservative justices on the court. But his draft is, to say the least, I've heard pieces of it, and it is appalling. And he did say that Roe was wrong from the start. So did he lie? I mean, did he really have those feelings when he was appointed? Did he have those feelings when he was appointed? You know, did he have the feelings that, you know, he would have control over a woman's body? I mean, seriously, was that what he had in the back of his mind? That's scary stuff, you know.
That's a great question. That's a great question, Laurie. I feel like looked over some of the justices that did say, you know, that Roe should be overturned. And
yes, there's five in question right now.
But they lied.
There are five in question.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they lied.
Yeah.
They purged themselves of their own test, you know, when they were having hearings to see if they were going to be the correct candidate. And this isn't something you accidentally kind of lie about or change your mind about. So I call bullshit on this. I do not think they're interpreting our Constitution. I think they are interpreting morality in their own mind.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Interpreting our Constitution is one thing, and that's their job. But interpreting their sanctimonious morality on other people. My bottom line is I'm not pro-abortion. I'm pro-humans, human rights.
I am too.
And
I'm pro-choice.
Yeah, right.
I'm
exactly.
pro-life, you know, just pro.
Nobody's pro-abortion. That's ridiculous. Right.
No.
But I'm sorry. That's when you,
cruel to say.
when you have a, I'm sorry to say, but these far-right supposed Christian folks who are pushing all this are very sanctimonious and very ignorant and arrogant. If they
yes.
don't want to have an abortion, then they shouldn't have one. But I am hard-pressed
exactly.
to say that a microscopic dot that you cannot see with the naked eye
yep.
and does not, you know, this whole heartbeat thing, what kind of, you know, crock of, you know, what is that? It's not a heartbeat. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's electrical impulses. I mean, I am not pro murdering babies, but I'm sorry, it's microscopic,
no.
not a baby. Sorry, not you know,
yeah.
women, because of the way women are made, slough off these babies all the time. So it's just, I'm very hard pressed. The whole thing is just a bunch of sanctimonious morality being pushed on people, and I'm trying to take us back to where, you know, next we'll be barefoot and pregnant, and we'll not have, you know, we'll be owned by our husbands again, and maybe they'll bring back slavery. I mean, this is ridiculous. The whole thing.
Yes.
Is just,
and if we don't protect the woman's right to choose, you know, what's next on their agenda? You know, they're going to be
exactly.
anti-gay marriage. Are they going to be anti-intermarriage between black, white, black, Hispanic, whoever? You get what I'm saying? So, we have to, like,
what
fight
about
this.
Birth control? Would they be against birth control?
Oh, that would be
well, there are, no, there are.
You know, the list is long. The list is long, you know?
It's very
mm-hmm.
complicated. This is a very complex issue. This isn't about, oh, you forgot your birth control, so you want to get rid
yes.
of your kid. Oh, my God, it's so much more
yes.
complex than that. And people are
mm-hmm.
very, very fool-worthy if they don't understand that. And to simplify it like that it is really, really ludicrous.
There is nothing to simplify this. Absolutely
it's
nothing. I feel, in my opinion, I do not have the right to tell another person what they can do with their body. Another woman,
absolutely,
what they can or cannot do with their body, no matter what my feelings are.
Right.
I cannot do that.
Yeah.
It's not my life. It's not my choice. And I don't think
not your place.
Anyone, you have to walk in those shoes, you know, you have to walk in those shoes. And it's not just a decision that you make, oh, you know, you have to think down the road what is going to happen to you and what could happen to you economically, you know, your education, depending on your status in your life at that time. So
well,
it's
mm-hmm.
so much involved that
well, it's
you
a
don't
health
have.
Decision too. Yeah.
It's
a health
decision.
Heart decision. Decision.
Oh yeah.
Help.
Mm-hmm.
Help. This is this
yeah.
is like
hey,
this is getting
so,
into your like health. So,
mm-hmm,
go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Hey, so okay, tell us about your show Angry Sakamwa. When is it on? What time? You
okay,
know?
Yeah, I'll tell you, if you don't mind, I'll do a quick plug and I'll say goodnight to you guys. This is a wonderful show and I'll definitely be sharing
Thank
this
you.
with my guys. What I do is I long history of teaching, educating and teaching and supporting people who want to learn anti-racism, anti-bigotry. They want to learn about inequality in America. And sadly, I had to add the topic of corruption because it kept coming up with
mm-hmm.
the man whose name we shall not speak. He brought that into play. And I do mostly anti-racism work with, obviously, I teach white folks. My
mm-hmm.
viewers, a lot of my viewers are black, brown, indigenous, of mixed heritage and whatnot. But my show is geared towards white folks who want to learn, We do not deal with like fragility in the sense that we do not baby people. We'll meet them where they're at. And if they can stomach hanging in there through it, we speak the truth. It's all historically based. And we will get you to where you want to be and help you make the best you can be. But you got to want to do it. No one can force you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what I do. That's what I do. And I try to keep up with
good for you.
Well, thank you. So that's what I do.
It's a really excellent vlog. And it comes on Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, I do a live show, right. I do live show every Wednesday. And then I do videos intermittently and news. And I do rants. And my videos are a lot of them are interviews, actually. I've had a couple of national interviews. Uh-huh. Yep.
Would you message me via Messenger and remind me of your show?
Absolutely. And I'd love you guys to come on sometime, too. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I'd love it.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Just message me. That would be great. It was so nice talking to you. It's been a while. Take care.
I know, and thank you so much. You guys, good luck with this. I'm going to be telling everybody about it, okay?
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Kim. Good night. Good night.
Good night, everybody. Bye.
Good night. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was Kim, and she is in New York, and her podcast is Angry Soccer Mom every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern on YouTube channel. Okay, so 231. Michigan is on the phone. Hello, Michigan. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123.
Hello. How are you today?
Hi. Good.
Excellent.
How are you?
Good.
What is your take on all of this?
Oh, I'm pissed.
Oh, I know.
But this is only the beginning, you know. They go against Roe versus Wade. Then what? Same-sex marriage, birth control.
Yep.
There was, I looked on the news feeds today. They had Griswold versus Connecticut in 1965. And that was the right to privacy. It established the rights for all forms of contraception. It's nobody's business but you and your husband or whatever.
That's right.
And that was established, but they said if this Roe versus Wade is overturned, all bets are off.
Yeah.
It's reminding me of the Taliban. Child brides having babies, and the government can't send, you don't go to school, and the men say everything and the women are nothing except baby factories. I don't get it. This is 2022.
I know.
Yeah.
It just scares the crap out of me. I remember when Roe versus Wade went through back in the 70s. It was hard and women fought hard for this. It went on forever. And you know, they still haven't passed the Equal Rights Amendment throughout the United States? Come on.
Yep.
It's been since the 60s. What is that? I just don't understand anymore.
I know. Everything gets pushed off to the side. You know, it's like they give you a little crumb and then, you know, we all jump on the bandwagon and then we forget about it and it gets pushed off to the side. This cannot be pushed off to the side. This will not be forgotten. This cannot be forgotten. It's something that's sacred to women. It's a lifeline for women.
Well,
yes,
there's not enough to be said about it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think this started a long time ago, especially when the Tea Party came in. That was all the far right. And they handpicked Trump to be in office because they could make him do whatever they wanted. And
absolutely,
they did. They got exactly what they wanted. We'll make you president. Everybody will love you. And you put these other judges on the bench, and then we can have what we want. It was all planned out. It just gives me visions of the fascists during World War II. It scares the bejeebies out of me.
Oh, I know. Well, the three that Trump appointed were Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett.
They all lied.
I think all three of them lied in their confirmation hearings.
For
we know that. You know, absolutely, they all lied. The other conservative is Justice Thomas. Is he for or against? Does anyone know? I think he's against abortion also. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, he's a conservative. He's a conservative. You know,
it is probably his wife tells him what to do anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably. I'm just wondering if he's one of the five, because they said there were five that have lied.
As Kyle was saying earlier in the show, you know, I'm paraphrasing here, but, you know, Planned Parenthood don't kill children, but the NRA kill children. Not that you shouldn't have a gun. You have every right. The Second Amendment says you should have a gun. All good and well.
Right.
But you have to be responsible with that gun, you know. If you have kids, lock it away. You know. And like this thing, they have a habit of going to like Starbucks or wherever with a gun strapped on them and everything. What are you trying to prove?
I know,
what's your
that's
point?
Ridiculous.
You know?
It's ridiculous.
My husband,
than
loves shooting. He does sporting clays and all that. But he has guns. They're in a safe. They're shotguns. He doesn't go around carrying them and waving them around. He doesn't own a machine gun to massacre a poor deer. I just don't understand. It's beyond my comprehension. More kids are dying, you know, at the school shootings and parties and gang things. Equal, you know, the Second Amendment, right to bear arms. Well, that was written in the 1700s when they had muzzle loaders. Not machine guns.
Yes, they did.
Exactly.
They sure did.
Exactly.
So to me, it doesn't make sense either.
Ladies, besides the abortion debate, what you think is the two other most important issues coming up in the midterm elections coming up?
I think they're going to talk about the economy and inflation and blame it on Biden. It's all his fault.
Oh, for sure. Even though the inflation's worse in Europe and all over the world. Even Russia's having problems now, thank God.
Right. I think that's one thing. I don't know. Now, what could be a second thing?
Immigration.
Well, immigration, too. They'll drag that up. The economy, the high prices of gases and food, and that's all his fault. Well, he cannot control any of that because of shipping problems and the war and all that other stuff. England is suing their gas companies because they're overcharging. Now, that's something we should do over here.
Yeah, no kidding.
They're up to, I don't know, $15 a gallon because they go by liters. So if you add it up, it's 14 or 15 bucks a gallon for gas. And they're suing their gas companies because they're making money hand over fist.
Yeah.
So
we shouldn't bitch about $4 a gallon in America, man. Because
I know
$15.
No,
is hell.
But people do though. But we have to remember when George W. Bush when he was president, it was way over $4 a gallon. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Oh, I remember the long lines to the gas station.
Absolutely. Yeah. I remember it was over $4 a gallon. You know, and. You know, it was what it was at the time, you know.
And the president, the trouble is, he can't control it. He can't do anything about it. But they'll blame him for it because that's what the Republicans do. And same with food. Now, they were saying that Russia was stealing all the grain from the Ukraine, and they, you know, service Africa and all of Europe. And so that's going to make things even worse.
I don't know.
Things are not looking good. The only thing we can do is go out there and tell the people the truth. they believe the BS that's on the internet and the far right and the InfoWars and all that stuff. But that's
yep.
all baloney. They don't.
Yes, it is.
They don't listen
Absolutely.
To like NPR or something that is strictly news and not one way
yep.
or the other. The facts, Jack.
Just the facts. Absolutely
Just the facts.
Right. Absolutely right.
Yeah, they were also on my news feeds. We're talking about how contraceptions or even the day after pill will be regulated, where you can't get them in the mail in your state
Seriously?
If there's no abortion, right? And that
oh,
if,
my Lord.
Say, New York
oh,
sends God. One to Texas who has an abortion law. Then they can sue the person. And they're even suing people if I drove somebody to go get an abortion that's legal
yeah.
mm-hmm. in whatever state, they can sue me and put me in jail.
That's
it's nuts.
What I heard. Yeah, it's beyond cruel. Have we turned into a, I don't know, do third world countries go that far? I don't know.
No,
I find this
no.
to be just, I can't even comprehend a lot of it because it's
How
way
can they make a child have a baby if they're raped or their brother screwed them or something
exactly.
and they get pregnant?
Yeah.
How can that even be considered?
I don't know. You know what their argument always is? And I've heard this with my own ears. What if that child, you don't know the destiny of that child. That child might be the world, the country's next president. That's
mm-hmm.
their argument.
Congresswoman
Are you serious?
Yes, Congresswoman Schmidt. She is from Ohio. I don't remember which district, but she was saying recently, I think 3 days ago, that you know, like if it's rape or incest, that it would be an opportunity for this child and the parent. And that's total madness. And the guy in the 77th district in Michigan, he's a Trump Republican who lost recently to the
yeah.
Democrats in the deep red state. He was saying, a person asked him, what if one of your daughters were raped? Then and he said, this is his exact words, she should just lie back and enjoy it.
Yes.
About
yeah,
his own I
daughter.
Saw that in a paper. I just couldn't believe the idiot would even say that.
I mean, good God yep. Almighty, what's wrong with these people?
Yep. I don't
you
know.
When my kids were growing up, they went to Catholic school. And I remember this one poor lady there, because she was a good Catholic. Her husband would come home drunk and rape her. She had seven mm-hmm. kids, and she walked around like she was in a daze. PSD. Mm-hmm. She was traumatically scarred, but
Damn
that was okay,
yeah.
you know, and she couldn't
mm-hmm.
get rid of the kid because she's a good Catholic, but she had mm-hmm. all these kids she couldn't even take care of.
Mm-hmm.
It was
I know,
ridiculous.
It's appalling. It is
she had no rights.
Right.
Yeah.
So, ladies, I have a question for you. What do you think of Susan mm-hmm. Collins, your senator from Maine? She spoke with
yep.
Kavanaugh and the other lady who got confirmed as Supreme Court justices and gave their word that they wouldn't touch Roe versus Wade. You know, and so...
Are you
Senator, isn't she kind of naive to
yeah,
believe
I don't know if
him in the
ignorant
first place?
I don't know if she's
I don't know
ignorant
about
or stupid.
Collins.
She's kind of flaky, but, I mean, she's all upset that he lied to her. They all lied. You know, all three of them lied, and she... You know,
mm-hmm.
fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. She is
mm-hmm.
too naive or is just saying that now so she can get reelected. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she turns on a dime.
Yeah. I think she
that's
should be
scares
retired.
Me about her. Yeah, that's what scares me about her. But, you know, maybe she was
mm-hmm.
a little bit upset, you know, that she got lied to, but...
She's
I don't know.
One of the two that kind of leans, toward the center in the Republican Party. There aren't too many of those.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah, sort of.
Yeah, sort of. I don't know. But this whole thing, it's ridiculous because it's going to be snowball. If this passes, then one thing after another is going to go by the wayside, like the pharmaceuticals going cross county state lines and gay marriages and privacy. It's nobody's business but your own.
Mm-hmm.
You have the right to privacy. That is in it was passed. It's in our laws, but now that's not going to be happening anymore. Back in 1965.
That's why every election matters, because people are saying, oh, Hillary's emails, and they're mocking her, ridiculing her about, you know, what she's saying about Trump, that he'd be a puppet for Russia and doing the bidding on the right wing.
She was right.
She's a right 100%, you know? So no, yes. Oh, you know,
we would be
burning.
In a totally different place.
If she was elected, oh, yes.
Yes.
And
totally
if Gore got elected instead of Bush, we wouldn't have been in Iraq, I don't think.
No. Nope.
So elections matter.
Yep. And if this door get you off your ass to vote Democrat, then I don't know what the hell will. You know, because
I don't
unless
either.
It
I mean,
this directly.
To me is, like you said, you're right, David. This is the fire. This is the torch. Or the match that's going to light the fire. If this doesn't light the fire, David, I agree with you 100% that we're done.
You know, if they don't come after you, they'll be coming after you somewhere or another. And you know,
your listeners have to also volunteer to run for office, the smaller office, school boards, county boards, medical boards. Our poor medical director of our health department quit because she was threatened for having mask mandates in school, and we're all on fire, and, you know, everybody was dropping, including my mom, died from COVID, and she her family was threatened, she was threatened, and she was a great director of our health department in two counties, and she quit. She couldn't take it anymore.
Yep.
We lost a good person.
Well, that's
happening. Who wants to run for school board when parents are in your face at a board meeting?
I know.
I don't know. I'm so afraid for our country right now.
It is. And you know what? It's like they're loud and they're obnoxious. I mean, there is a small group that's on a corner not far from me. It's not far from me, and they're on the corner. There's only maybe 10 of them, but they're on the corner, you know, once a week or twice a week, and they're on that corner with their Trump flags, and they're waving, and I kind of look at them like, are you sick? You know, but they don't.
They're a cult. They got brainwashed.
I would like to get in one of their heads. I would truly like to sit down with one of them and try to understand their thought process. I really would.
And what proof they have,
you know, their thought
they are
process,
right.
Listen, I have talked with people like them before because they're just up the road where I live from. There is a Planned Parenthood place where women can go for contraception, birth control, whatever. And you find at least 10, 20 people there with the Trump flags and the anti-abortion, you know, posters and everything. And said, do you have any children? No. Then there are a lot of children in foster care that you can, you know, adopt and, you know, help them out. You know, hope that they have a good life and, you know, take care of them. So, oh, no, that's not my responsibility. And I said, okay, so you know, why are you so anti-abortion? This is not, you know, your business between the woman and her doctor and whoever she believes in. So, well, the Bible says, I was like, no, stop right there. Not everybody believes in the Bible. Not everybody believes in religion.
Right.
So why are you forcing your beliefs down people's throats, you know? And in the past, where the extremist Christians would go and shoot up the clinic or the Planned Parenthood, killing innocent people.
Yeah.
It's none of your business. Stay the hell out. And if you want to make a difference, go adopt a child. That's why I said to them, oh, no, that's not my responsibility. Whoever had them should, you know, take care of them. I said, oh, okay, but yet you have no children, so you shouldn't have any say in this conversation. You know, it's just appalling and maddening.
Is it even in the Bible? Do they even say the word abortion anywhere in the Bible?
I hardly doubt it.
Exactly. I never heard about it.
And then, it's all in their head. Yeah, it is not a religious issue. It really, truly is not. I mean, to me, it's moral.
Well, the Pope said he agreed with abortions for incest and rape, and he said contraception is okay. The Pope said that. So what's up with everybody else?
I don't know. It's just gone. Things have just gotten to the point where they have gone out of spun out of control. And but there are enough angry. I have listened to quite a few angry, you know, speeches on television. And if this continues, I think we have momentum, but it just cannot die down. It has to continue, you know, and we also can't forget that every single House Republican voted against protecting reproductive rights. We have to remember that. That has to be out front and center because that's wrong.
And what else they voted against, child protection, better schools, food programs, health care for the poor.
Anything that a social program.
Anything to help people out, the Republicans voted against. And
and
yet still
give tax breaks to corporations, which is sickening. That really needed.
Yeah, no kidding.
Amazon doesn't pay any taxes.
Well, either does Elon Musk or none of them. There's so many of them. The airlines,
Google, the list is long.
You know,
and that's okay according to the Republicans. They don't care.
I remember
about
when
the
that
people.
Went down, and let's see, when did that happen? 2017 is when they got their little. 2017, I think, and Trump was president at the time. When they passed that, they didn't have to pay any tax. I mean, just think about it.
That's the first thing he did after he did the judges.
Yes.
That was what he was put there to do. And that's all he did.
And now here we are in 2022, 5 years later, and they haven't paid taxes for 5 years. And now they're talking about taxing people that make $50,000 a year. Are you serious? Come on.
It's crazy, and we're paying for everything they did, and they're continuing to do it, and they're blaming Biden for it, and I can't understand how they can get away with it. Democrats have to be more vocal. They've been too quiet. I don't know about where you live, but where I live, I haven't heard a word.
Yeah, they need to be more front and center. I said this how many times. I get so frustrated when I think about this, and I have a hard time just getting it out. But I have said this many times. I feel that Republicans are in lockstep. I don't know how else to put it. When I picture the Republicans, I picture them arm in arm, marching together to the same tune and saying
the
same words.
With the straight legs and the arm up, right?
Yes. That's how I picture them. I picture the Democrats kind of scattered, doing all the right things and trying to do all the right things and help the right people and do, you know, uplift people and all of that. But they're scattered, and so it's just little bits and pieces, and people don't hear the lockstep. I don't know if that makes any sense to anybody, but that's how I envision
it. I do. I understand what you're saying, and a lot of it is, I mean, the internet is wonderful in some ways, but not in this way.
Yes.
Too many people believe the
baloney
that's on it.
I'm just going to get off topic just a little second because this irritated me today. There are some Starbucks that have joined union, that have created unions. You know, they made their, you know, unions in their own Starbucks. Now, Starbucks is going to give raises to their employees. But if you are a union member, you will not get a raise. Mm-hmm.
Really?
How is that? Yes.
Not.
Is that even legal?
I don't know, but I read it today, and I was a little bit miffed when I heard that. They said that if you are in
the
a union, you will not
get
a raise.
The whole point is to get higher wages. How can they do
that? Yes, that's what I thought. That was the same thing I'm thinking. Is that even legal? But I read it. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people walking out and there's nobody working in the Starbucks. It's going to be strikes
so
everywhere
appalling.
If they try that.
I find that so appalling. You know, you're not in the union, but you can get a raise, but you're in a union and you do the same job, but you cannot get a raise. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Isn't that called union?
That's America for you. That's America for you.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies, you're in Michigan. The question, you're in Michigan. So what do you think of Dana Nessel, the governor? Do you think they have a good chance of getting reelected? Do you think the congressional delegation will be more democratic?
I think they have a good chance. But I do think that Betsy DeVos is working overtime to unseat Governor Whitmer. She's putting in her dark money.
For sure.
You know, she even brought DeSantis here. We talked about that, I think, last week or the week before. She was going to have DeSantis. She had him come to Michigan. I don't know what for. I think it's
because DeVos wants all the private schools to get state money. That is against the law. It's separation of church and state. If you want to send your kid to a private school, you pay for it. If not, the state educates every kid. That's the way it should be. And she has that. She helped elect Trump on that thing.
She
was on the school board. I just couldn't believe it. She was so stupid.
You know what I feel? That the Betsy DeVos was going to run for the Republican nomination to try and unseat Big Brett, and she's going to lose big time.
She's not very well liked in Michigan, though. She's not very well liked.
But she has unlimited funds. She has unlimited money. So with that, she can do a lot of damage because of that money coming in.
And her brother was in that black ops during the war, making a ton of money.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Prince.
So that family ain't worth a damn, if you ask me.
No, they're not. Mm-mm. And I think Dana Nessum, I think the Secretary of State Benson, she is awesome. Mm-hmm. She organized the state so we can all vote by mail.
I know. We just have to get rid of our Republican legislature because they're holding up everything.
Exactly.
They're like putting roadblocks on everything.
Yes.
And I hate the commercials on TV from Rinky and that other guy that looks like Warren, whatever his name is. He looks like Frankenstein. Oh, they blame everything on Biden and Gretchen. It's all their fault, the high gas prices and all that. Like, they could change it. Give me a break.
We want you to stay with us, but we'll have our next call coming in. Stay with us.
Okay.
Hello, Carla.
Okay.
Welcome to Kitchen Politics 1-3.
You know, on the issue of schools, I think there should be, parents should have a choice to put their children where they want to put them. And I think the money should follow the child. Because your present government schools just ain't working. Now, you guys in Michigan, look at Detroit. It's controlled and ran by blacks who said they wanted to have their own school, their own subjects and so forth. And some of these Democrats are some of the biggest races that you ever want to see, blacks and whites. And I would know because I am a black American. So I just want to put that out there.
Okay. And can I ask where you're from?
I don't know if the person hung up. But, Carla, thank you so much.
No, I'm calling from the Midwest and the South.
The
Midwest and the South. You only got 4 minutes. But, no, I'm very familiar with Detroit.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Well, we don't have anything to worry about in New Mexico because we're a blue state. It's only District 2, which is very deep red, solid Republican, Trump country, you know. And I just want to wrap up by saying that every woman, you know, it's her right, her body, her right. And nobody, whether Christian or not, have the right to tell a woman what to do with her body. You know, so we should cut the nonsense out, keep Roe versus Wade. The states should make it stronger to protect women, as you say, that, you know, whether privacy or what should do with our body, you know, different things. You know, so we should cut this nonsense out, this wedge issue politics. It's not helping the country, it's dividing it even more. What's your final thoughts, Lori?
I agree with you 100%. I think that we need to continue our fight. We cannot let this go through. It just cannot. I'm willing to go and protest or make phone calls or do whatever there is to do as soon as they get organized. I know like moveon.org has some things going on, and so does Sierra Club, and I'm sure there's others. So as time goes on, I'll be prepared to do that as they get more organized. And no, because if they get away with this, like we said earlier today, earlier in the broadcast, what's next? What is next? Can't let it happen.
This is that massive happening in the 1930s in Germany. You know, it's appalling and repulsive. You know.
Yeah, there are really no words. It's been a very sad week. It's been very stressful. It's been heartbreaking to know that there are women out there that are going to suffer now, and children and young girls, you know, 12 years maybe and up that are maybe going to suffer unnecessarily. And that, to me, is heartbreaking.
We need to email all our representatives and tell them these things. If they're inundated with nothing but emails and phone calls, they'll get the message, I hope.
Yeah,
Can any of you ladies get Gretchen Whitmer or Dana Nessel to come on the show? I'd love that tremendously.
Oh, I would like that, too.
So would I.
You know,
I'm
going to
call the governor's office tomorrow. Yeah, we could try. Anyway, that's our show for tonight. We want to thank all the callers, Kyle in West Virginia, the Michigan caller here, and the gentleman who called from the Midwest. We thank you so much for listening and sharing and commenting. Go on Facebook at facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. Leave a comment. Share, like, and we'll see you next week. This is David Franklin in New Mexico.
And this is Lori Picka in Michigan. Everyone have a good night, and we're not put up. Thank you.
trying to use
This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I am Amy Goodman in New York, joined by Democracy Now! Co-host Juan Gonzalez in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Hi, Juan.
Hi, Amy, and welcome to all of our listeners and viewers across the country and around the world.
The Supreme Court has voted to overturn abortion rights. This according to a leaked Supreme Court draft opinion published Monday night by Politico. The document is an internally circulated majority draft opinion that was written by Justice Samuel Alito that would strike down Roe v. Wade, the landmark decision that's guaranteed federal constitutional protections of abortion rights for half a century. In the draft, Alito also moves to overturn Planned Parenthood versus Casey, a 1992 decision credited with upholding Roe v. Wade. Alito writes, quote, "Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. We hold that Roe and Casey must be overruled. It's time to heed the Constitution and return the issue of abortion to the people's elected representatives," unquote. The leaked opinion suggests five conservative justices would vote to overturn Roe. Justice Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett joining Alito. CNN reports Chief Justice John Roberts does not want to completely overturn Roe v. Wade, but he would vote to uphold the Mississippi law that bans abortion at 15 weeks of pregnancy. If Roe is overturned, 13 states have so-called trigger laws that would make abortion illegal as soon as the court rules. They're among the more than 26 states the Guttmacher Institute says are likely to ban abortion as soon as possible. Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, Louisiana, Montana, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. For more, we're joined by two guests. Michelle Goodwin is a Chancellor's Professor at University of California, Irvine, founding director of the Center for Biotechnology and Global Health Policy, author of Policing the Womb, Invisible Women, and the Criminalization of Motherhood. Also with us from Portland, Oregon, is Catherine Kitty Colbert, longtime public interest attorney who argued the landmark case of Planned Parenthood versus Casey before the U.S. Supreme Court in 1992, which is credited with upholding Roe v. Wade. She's co-founder of the Center for Reproductive Rights and co-author of Controlling Women, What We Must Do Now to Save Reproductive Freedom. Well, we're going to go there in a second, Kitty Colbert. We're going to begin with you and just get your response to this astounding at every level, unprecedented release.